Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is William Waifu, and welcome to Sovereign Minds Radio. Here with me is our producer, Chandler Aurelio. Did I get that right, Chandler?
Ariano,
excuse me. But I'm sorry very much so. And co-host, Nate, and boy, do we have a show for you tonight. It's on education. And if you want to call in tonight after the first break, please do so. The number is 605-4567. And we also got something else for you. If you want to email us at sovereignmindsradio@yahoo.com, you can. We've got that all set up. So if you want to talk to us during the show by email, you can. And Nate's on that right now. But first, we have some news threads for you. A Bolivia salt lake has been found to hold the world's largest lithium reserves. I think, didn't they find one in Pakistan also?
Afghanistan.
Yeah, it's interesting that we got all of these third world nations that are supposed to be third world nations all of a sudden have all the natural resources that we want. Isn't that interesting? Okay, also it has been found that not only is Russia and China have stopped using the American dollar, that many other nations around the world are getting ready to do the exact same thing, convert from the dollar to the Chinese yuan or other currency. As for credit cards, well, there's about a 45% interest charge on anything that you buy overseas. I just talked to somebody that had just came back over there, and it's getting pretty ridiculous over there right now.
Right. China has said it's been 5,000 years, and they want to rule now.
Yeah, that's right. So. Well, look at everything that's going on around the world right now.
Right. I mean, what don't they own here?
Pretty much. And also in Mexico, they have one of the biggest ports that they run down there.
They have Panama Canal.
Panama Canal, they run that pretty much, yes. Also, in the news today, our U.S. Border Patrol says that the violence has grown to the point on our borders of the United States with Mexico, where even they're afraid to go into some high-risk areas. Now, I got a hold of some of the people that are down there, the Minutemen patrols and things of that nature, and they said that they have seen areas that haven't been patrolled for a day or two at a time on our border, even by the Border Patrol. That's interesting, coming from people that are sitting out there with cameras in the middle of nowhere trying to help control the border situation. Unfortunately, our fourth news flash here is our Senate Bill S-510 has passed, the Food Safety Modernization Act, but it still has to pass the House and the President.
Right,
the
Senate.
So we'll see what's happening.
Yeah, that's the easy part, I think, you know, because the House is what lost a lot of people. So
that's right. Yeah,
the Senate should have been an easy one, so we could have expected that.
Yeah, well, about 75% they passed it by there. Okay, also, TSA, finally, I mean, it's been out there for a long time, but I've seen on mainstream news that TSA, finally, radiation scientists agree that naked body scanners could cause breast and sperm mutations, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to catch me going through one of them things, that's for sure. Yeah. I'm a grandpa, you know, I ain't got nothing to worry about, but I ain't going through one anyway.
Absolutely not, I won't fly.
No,
they're not going to fill me up either. So
that's a good one. I agree, Nate, 100%. Also, now they are trying to repeal Obamacare, the health care bill. If you want to get involved in the repeal yourself, then go to repealitnow.org. And seven, our final news thread is the Chemtrail documentary. Presentation was a total success in every way. Almost 500 people showed up and learned the hard scientific facts, ladies and gentlemen. There's those out there that still don't believe, but I mean, you get slapped up the head with some scientific facts, what can you do? And evidence also needed to prove without a doubt that something is going on in the skies above us. We want to thank all of you who took the time to learn more about something others refuse to see or even look at. I mean, you know, we have a lot of sheep out there. Let's get these ostriches' heads out of the ground. Well, I guess if you keep your head in sand like that, you know, eventually you're going to come up with sand in your eyes, you know, so you can't see anything. That's the way I look at it. Yeah, one more thing. I'd like to thank a gentleman, a Green Beret, actually, who came up to me and said, this was during the show and asked after the program, that he had lost a lot of respect for some other radio show hosts not admitting the truth. Sir, I'd just like to say you're a true American patriot, my friend, and a true patriot indeed. God bless you and America for speaking out like you do. That's what our show's all about, bringing things that you're not going to hear on mainstream media and turning around and putting them out there for the public so they can make up their own mind on what's going on.
Thank you for your service, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Sure. And we need your service now more than ever.
He should, definitely. So. Well, one thing I want to say here, this gentleman isn't just another, you know, vet that's stuck off in the hills. He's a commander of Sugar Pine Camp up here in Shasta County. He's served our country, and he's still protecting our country. So God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, definitely. So now to start off with here at Sovereign Minds Radio, we'd like to say we do understand and know for a surety that there are some really excellent teachers and administrators out there whose hands are tied because they have to follow the bureaucracy the federal government has placed upon them, like No Child Left Behind program that was put in place by the Bush administration. I hate to say what a joke that was.
Right, and there's a lot of teachers are scared to come out, too, because there is just this group out there, and they don't want to go against that, but there are a lot of people that are standing up now.
So. Yeah, definitely. We call that the Good Old Boy Network, and we will be talking about that as well. But tonight we have three guests for you, one a teacher. Second, we have two parents of a five-year-old child that was in the preschool programs. They went through all of the programs here in Shasta County, and it's turned out really interesting what their experience was. Some people even wanted to put their child on some medication. That I read the side effects here of Abilify, and it's crazy for a five-year-old. Pharmacists have even said that. It's ridiculous. What do you think?
It's pathetic, I think.
Yeah.
Dumb and giving kid a pill.
Yeah, definitely. And near the end of our show, we have a Phonics Reading Pro representative. And I tell you, I've used Phonics Reading for my children. Fantastic program. That's all I got to say about it. You know, I'm an Indian person here, a shaman and everything. I see nothing but positiveness come out of this program. And with that said, we're going to start our show off on education here. And we're going to bring in Andrew. And Andrew, you there?
I am here.
Hey, Andrew, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right. So how did you like that show? I noticed that you were one of the individuals that put the Chemtrail documentary program together out there, along with Dane Wigington and Michael Murphy.
Correct.
Excellent show. Thank you. We really want to thank you for that.
Oh, that was my pleasure. I was just thrilled with the amount of people that showed up.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
And able to get something out of it.
Oh, it was fantastic. I had so many people come up, "What's your radio show?" I had no idea we were getting that popular out there. But with people like you out there, I mean, the knowledge and the information that people need out there really getting going. So let's get on with this show here. On how long have you been in the education system as a teacher?
I've been about 5 years. Yeah, I got started in about 2004. And it's been a really positive experience for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And just really enjoyed dealing, especially with the students and the parents. That's where my heart lies in that. So.
Now, how do you and the kids get along?
Superb. I can't even think on one hand the amount of bad days that I've had. It's just been super. There's if there is a bad day involved, it's typically because that student was having some issues that day.
Mm-hmm.
And you just work through it.
Yeah.
But mostly just a superb experience every day.
Fantastic. What got you into the educational system to begin with here?
I looked at it as a great option to being able to make a difference in the lives of students. I always had a big passion for history, and so I thought I would combine that and make that a worthwhile goal and get involved.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Did you have these grander dreams that everything was going to be better when you got in, you could help? I mean, I know you've probably seen a lot of the problems that were going on and, things of that nature within the system. I was just wondering if that's one of the other things that helped you get into the system.
I went in a little naive, thinking that I did not expect when I did hit it the bureaucracy that was there.
Uh-huh.
So that was eye-opening.
Yeah.
No question.
Definitely.
And so, yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. It just really opened my eyes to the amount of bureaucracy. And like you said at the start of the show, there are really great teachers out there.
Oh, yeah.
I have friends that are. The higher up you go, there's good administrators, too. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
The higher up you go, it just seems, they kind of get sucked into that vortex of, federal control, the federal monopoly on education.
Yeah, so you're telling us you had an experience one time when you were teaching, when you came in to substitute once, and you had your kids write a one- or two-page paper on anything?
Correct.
Can you elaborate on that? Tell
I sure can. Yeah, and that may be for the teacher that's coming on with the phonics, because it relates to that.
Okay.
I was covering for an English teacher, and went in, and I guess the assignment that way was to just do a simple one-page paper. And it's not reflective, on any teacher, certainly. But I guess what had happened, just a simple one-page paper, three paragraphs structured. And they, they didn't do so hot. It could be, it was on any subject, and it was very disheartening to see the result. They were using text language, tons of misspellings, and I guess that's why there's college instructors there at Shasta College here. You know, they do complain about that. They have to give remedial English right away.
So we're finding out that basically the basic education that these kids are getting before they go into college really isn't there.
It's a challenge. There's really great English teachers out there, and like I said, I'm not making a comment on that at all.
Yeah.
But they're going in,
But yeah, usually they'll have
functionally illiterate.
Yeah, usually the people that understand English will go into the advanced English.
Right.
So the English classes that are mandatory are really not doing anything for the kids, right?
Correct.
Oh, fantastic. What failures? Before the show, we got together and we were able to talk, and you were talking about three failures that you see within our school systems. What are those?
I think it's mostly the out-of-control monopoly, the Leviathan, I call it, that has no relationship to spending output, to the results. And in the end, really, it's just about the money.
Uh-huh.
It really boils down to that. And also, secondly, the No Child Left Behind you just mentioned a little bit ago. It's anything but No Child Left Behind.
I agree.
It's a cookie-cutter approach. It leaves a ton of kids behind who otherwise could be learning welding or, the electrical construction, any of it. I mean, it's all been put on the wayside.
Uh-huh.
For testing and, standardized testing or whatever.
Definitely. I have to agree with you. I've seen that even with my kids in the system. We've had some problems there. We were talking also about this good old boy network. A lot of people say it isn't there. A lot of people say it is there. Some people say it isn't there. What do you feel about that?
Locally, yeah, I would say, I can't speak nationally, of course, or statewide, but uh-huh. There's definitely a old boys network, and it's kind of, it depends on how loyal you are to the system.
Ah.
If you're not loyal to the system, and especially higher up in administration,
uh-huh.
You're expected, to conform. I've seen really good administrators, and I think they still are great. But they, the pressure comes from above, the superintendents, and it goes all the way back to D.C., it's all tracked and recorded, or if you're loyal to the parents and the students, you're going to get bounced.
Wow.
I see that all the time. So.
Wow, and being loyal to the parents and students, isn't that where you're supposed to be to begin with?
Well, that was what I'm really, proud about if I've been involved in education at all. It's that I know who I work for, and it's the parents and the students.
Fantastic.
Flat out.
Right, and that's what education is about.
That's who you work for.
Yeah, it is.
You don't work for a school district. You don't work, you are responsible to the taxpayers and to make sure that they're educated.
Now, we talked about
the students.
Yeah, I understand that for sure. I've seen a lot of teachers, good teachers out there now, some in IGO and other places in West Valley, I've seen them too, that are really there for the student, and they try their best. But they run into this bureaucracy that they just can't seem to get through. And
that's true.
Also, I want to touch one thing real quick. What do you think about those drug programs that they keep bringing into the schools and everything? I personally believe that they're too early. What do you think?
The what programs?
The drug abuse programs, things of this nature. I mean, would you think, I've heard this, and we kind of got this from some parents, that they believe they're brought in too early, so they're actually kind of teaching the kids about the drugs?
I think that's extremely valid, yeah. I've seen that. I work in the high school area, but there's, so I'm not sure how they're doing it K-8,
uh-huh.
But I have heard stories, yes, where they are introducing all kinds of things really early, and mm-hmm. it's just not necessary.
Yeah, it's just them taking care of the symptom instead of getting the problem taken care of.
Right.
And then, I think they do learn a lot about drugs, and then they just get to meet the kids that are doing drugs, too.
That's pretty
and
much
so
what
they
happens.
Just get new connects.
That's right.
Yeah.
So. I've personally seen exactly what Nate's talking about here, and he's right on the nose. I've seen a lot of kids that knew nothing about drugs come back from school and say, hey, guess what we learned today? you know, and they're talking about cocaine and everything.
Yeah.
We got to go to a break. Remember, this is Sovereign Minds Radio, home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460 AM.
The hunt to
no more.
William White, Crow, Nate Chandler. Welcome back to Sovereign Minds Radio. If you want to call in, you call in at 530-605-4567. And it's a good subject we're having tonight, education. I've been wrapped in. Anybody that has kids has went through the system. We know what's going on. Andrew, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. What medical training does a teacher go through, basic? Real quick.
Medical training? Not a lot. I think I was required to do CPR training and get a little card, and that's about the extent of your medical training.
Okay.
Of course, I could probably apply a Band-Aid, do a scratch on a hand or something, but that's about it.
Fantastic. I have a parent here shaking their head right now, you know, they, what they went through. What do you think about home teaching and online education real quick?
Homeschooling is a great option. I highly recommend it. It's
that's coming from a teacher, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. There's a lot of different options out there that you can do. Unfortunately, as I see it going, the government is actually trying to, you know, kind of weasel their way in to these homeschooling programs and kind of make it a hybrid. And they throw tons of money at them and different programs. Not to say there's not some good ones.
Sure.
But I certainly am an advocate for, you know, pure homeschooling, private homeschooling.
Yeah, that's good. We've had an individual on our show that was home-taught, you know, when we did the Federal Reserve and talk about a smart individual. That guy really had it together. Okay, now, do you believe that a parent has a right to do home teaching at their home if they got another young child at home, such as a baby?
Do I personally?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, fantastic. Well, with that said, we want you to stay on the line here. And, okay, you know, for the rest of the show, because these parents might have some questions for you since their child's going into that. And we have some very concerned parents right here. And this is Jennifer and Jerry, and that's what we're going to go. Huh? It's okay. Sorry about that.
Jared.
Okay,
yes.
I'm sorry very much. So I wrote Jair with two R's. We were talking about that earlier. I got
yeah, we were.
Okay, now, first off, how old is your child?
Five.
5 years old.
Five.
Well, I'm going to tell you. We, Chandler and myself, went to your home, and when we walked in, I'm going to tell you, you were more organized than I am. Very clean home,
thank
very
you.
Good home, very, actually, from what we've seen, a very well-mannered child also.
Well, thank you.
You know, nothing that a normal five-year-old wouldn't be going through, you know. And definitely listen to what you said when we were there. You said something. Yeah. You went and did what he needed to do. So he's in a preschool education program that the county told you to enroll him in. Did you go through that process?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how many programs did you go through?
One government program, and then before that,
go ahead.
It was a few daycares.
Okay. And you said that the teacher actually said that your child needed at one time to be on Abilify, is that right? Why was that?
They said he needed to be medicated.
Okay, medicated.
Is what it was.
Okay. And did they recommend a type of medication?
No, they didn't. They just recommended me to go see a doctor, so I did that. Okay. And the doctor was the one that prescribed Abilify. It recommended it.
Okay, now this doctor, you said you've seen a counselor, too.
Uh-huh.
And how long did they see you before they recommended this?
5 minutes.
Yeah.
5 minutes?
5, 10, yeah.
Did they recommend the doctor to go to?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, that's
no, we still had a choice in that part of it, which was nice.
Now, this counselor that you talked to and recommended Abilify, what education did you find out that he had?
High school.
High school? Wait a minute.
High school.
A high school education?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he's telling you that he, this child, I want to be right, that he said you needed Abilify.
Uh-huh.
And he diagnosed?
He didn't diagnose him. He just said if the doctor diagnosed him, he needed to be on it.
Okay, I understand. And, of course, you know what the side effects of Abilify are. I know as a parent. Ladies and gentlemen, these parents right here had a book of information for Chandler and I when we walked in, all in plastic-coated files and everything that they did.
Well, we were trying to stay prepared and, you know, just to make sure everything they tell us is right. You know, we trust them. We send them to their school 8 hours a day, you know, and It hasn't been true, is what you know we've been finding out.
And you, as a parent, of course, are leaving the welfare of your child in this educational system's hands. And of course, you're going to always look out for the best of your child. And you chose not to do this Abilify and go by more natural means of medication.
Yes, we did.
And what were those things?
Omega-3 fish oils and minerals and vitamins.
Mm-hmm. And how'd that turn out?
They called CPS on me.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yes, we did.
And because you didn't follow this recommended and you do want to take a medication. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to touch something real quick here on the effects of this Abilify. Allergic reactions like skin rashes, itching, hives, swelling of face, lips and tongue, breathing problems, confusion. Sure, you want to send your kids to school taking something that's going to confuse them, yeah. Feeling faint or lightheaded, falls, fevers, chills, sore throat, increased hunger or thirst, increased urination. This sounds like one of the commercials you're seeing on TV all the time out there. Joint pain, muscle pain, spasms, problem with balance, walking, talking, restlessness, or need to keep moving, seizures, suicidal thoughts and other mood changes, trouble swallowing, uncontrollable head, mouth, neck, arm, and leg movement, and unusually weakness or tired, nauseous, vomiting. I mean, the list goes on.
Typical
here.
Things you could expect by taking a bunch of chemicals.
Yeah, you know, and these are synthetic chemicals that are happening here.
Very heartbreaking.
Yeah, and
very
it is.
Very heartbreaking.
Yeah, and I mean, I can see it in you guys' face when I first came over to your home. And we talked about this. This is something you're adamant about. You don't want your child taking something, especially at 5 years old with these types of side effects.
Right.
I mean, come on. I've talked to 3 pharmacists in this town, and including Chico. I wanted to get a good spread. And when I mentioned that a 5-year-old taking Abilify, all of them were just like, what?
Right.
What are you talking about? My wife is a medical technician. We turned around and asked her. Now, she's not an expert, you know, with degrees in the field, but she does medication. And she's seen the side effects and what they do, too. And she says, what? Give a 5-year-old this type of medication? I mean, it's crazy.
And they run right to CPS where, I mean, this isn't just happening here. It's happening all over America where they're taking people's kids for less than this. You know, they fall down and scratch their leg, and they're taking their kid from them.
And we only found out about that accidentally. In our file that we weren't even supposed to look at.
Explain to us about that.
Well, you know, every kid has a file. Uh-huh. You know, we all did going through school. And, you know, we had a teacher coming over after he got kicked out of school for us not putting him on the medication.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how we got it. It was on the table.
No, I chose to say that I wanted to have a look at his file before I put him into another school.
Right.
And she didn't realize that there was something in there written by another teacher. And I read through it thoroughly. I'm a fast reader. I can speed read. Uh-huh. I can read 100 pages in 5 minutes just by speed reading.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't think that I was going to see it.
And you're holding down 2 jobs, and you're holding down one job. We have some good parents here. Father's holding down 1 job. Mother's holding down 2 jobs.
Yeah, she's doing great.
Yeah.
In this economy. And now they're putting you guys through this.
You have to do it.
It's amazing. You got to jump through these hoops. And now you got a record with CPS.
Yeah.
Right.
For something that, as far as I can see, was really not necessary. Mm-hmm. You know, in the old days, when I was growing up, teachers would take their time with their kids, you know, and that's where you had grandmothers and grandfathers for. But you know what's happening in society today. They're breaking everything up. They don't want these family units to be there and everything. We talked on one thing while we were out there, and I know I'm chuckling here, but you said that your son was compared to Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yes, he was.
Can you touch base
syndrome. On that? I believe it was Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer syndrome.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the syndrome, I guess?
How'd that come about?
They said that he was too genius and that later on in life he'd be a violent human being.
If you had a TV, you'd see me slapping myself in the head here. He was too genius?
Yeah.
And they were worried about a smart kid in their educational program?
Yeah.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. They want to dumb us down.
Dumb us down. That's what they want.
You know, that's what's happening here. Okay. Kids acting a little too hyperactive. Obviously, some of these teachers don't have patience.
No.
You know, but so like we said, there are some good ones out there. So
yes,
there is. But what you ran into here was definitely a travesty as far as I'm concerned.
It was.
You know, a 5-year-old kid, and they want to turn around and hit him with all this type of stuff. Nate has some information here on a CPS fight back. How you can fight him back?
Organization? You can just go to fightcps.com, and they give you all kinds of legal advice and probably hear other people's stories. Connect with people just like you, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, you guys and anybody else.
Well, the good thing about the about you two right here, you really, when CPS came into your home, they looked, they never came back, and they probably seen the same thing.
No, but it's there, you know, now we have
it
file,
never can come
know.
Off of off your record, and that's most unfortunate for something that really, in the first place, as far as we're concerned, never needed to be there.
Right.
I've worked in family crisis intervention lines, suicide lines. I've helped veterans for years and years in counseling, and when I heard your story, it just, you know, touched me as well.
Yeah, when you counseled, did you just say, okay, here's, take some Abilify?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It took us 60 days before we really tried to analyze. I mean,
yeah,
say
you
anything
loved them
and
got to know them before just throwing it
at. And if it's a child,
it.
Come on, they're 5 years old. They got energy.
Like I say, let them go play some soccer, you know. tire out.
Yeah, definitely. Nate's hit that on the head many times, and he's right. You know, I mean, these kids have energy at this young age, and especially during the winter months or, you know, your parents working when you finally, and a lot of kids now will do this, and you admitted this as a mom. Here's your child in school, and he knows that little manipulation thing. I want mama, so he spends 1 or 2 hours going crazy instead of the teacher putting their time in and really working with him and giving you a 24, 48, or 72-hour time to come to school and work with them. They're just going to say, bam, you're out of here. And one day, wasn't it, in one case?
Yeah.
One day.
Can you just elaborate on that a little bit?
It was actually a daycare center, and I took him there for one day, and the lady said, don't bring him back.
Wow.
Please don't bring him back.
Hey, Andrew, what do you think of that so far, what you've heard?
Both heartbreaking, and it really angers me from what I've heard so far. It's I applaud these parents for
Thank you for
what they're doing there. And if I could mention real briefly, there was a $499 million lawsuit won and distributed against the makers of Abilify, which I think is Bristol-Myers Squibb, in July of 2008. But 2 months earlier, it was approved for expanded use in children.
Wow.
That same year.
That's crazy.
Follow the money.
Year.
Follow the money.
Follow the money, exactly right. I mean, after they've had a lawsuit on this because of the side effects and everything, they still okay it for the children's use?
Expanded it.
They're making our future the guinea pigs.
It is about money. Yeah, they go, well, we've lost this money in the lawsuit. Let's, I'm speculating, but yeah, let's see if we can't get some more customers.
Wow, that's crazy. I mean, that's why we're having this show right here. You know, on education. Now we're getting this whole spectrum here, ladies and gentlemen, from the preschool before you even have to be in school, right on into the main education system. I've seen too many high school students out there. And when I came back from Vietnam, I'm going to be honest, they tried to pump me with all types of medications too. That's part of their process. They put a label on your forehead and pop a pill. Here, have a chalks. You know, and I've seen that happen to too many people. Now they're doing it to our children at 5 years old.
Well, yeah, you look at every commercial and there's a pill to take to get rid of something. Or
well, thank God now that they have, when they put it on the TV, they got to put, and the side effects are, heart attack, hemorrhoids, you know, I mean, 50 other things that are going on.
Right, restless leg syndrome, that's because people don't walk or run anymore, you know. I wonder why your legs are restless, because they want to go do something.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you know the side effects and everything and what natural medications are out there. Have you had any more problems? Are you in the system now, meaning is your kid in school? Or?
No, he's not in school.
Okay, and you want him to be in some type of program, obviously,
yes,
or you wouldn't be here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if there's anybody out there that has any information that you can give these parents so they can, you know, really get into the program, you've got our email. Please email us in so we can give it to
please.
Them. Or call in and give them some suggestions here, you know, where they can get some help, because they're church-going people. You know, I walked into their house, and like I said, they're more organized than I am. Yeah, so I'm going to be honest about that. You know, I'm a half-breed Indian here, and I have a tendency to say it like it is.
And they're just
know?
Another victim of out-of-control government.
Definitely.
It's another government bureaucracy that's just trying to flex their muscle, and they're overstepping their bounds as usual.
Now, I want to touch on one thing here. You said that you talked to a pharmacist.
Yes, I did.
Okay, and when can you kind of elaborate on that?
Yeah, well, I spoke to him, and I said, what do you think about this medication for, you know, a child? Mm-hmm. And he said, well, because he thought at first I was talking about myself. He goes, who wants to put you on Abilify? And I was like,
no. Like he was alarmed.
Yeah. And I said, no, it's for my child. And he said, what? Why? Why would they want to do that?
Uh-huh.
That's not something that he needs.
Uh-huh.
There's other alternative ways. There's other things out there that they could prescribe him instead of that. it wasn't that I was completely against the option of medication,
right.
but I was not going to put him on that.
Sure.
There was just no way. I read those things, and it scared me.
You should.
I was a wreck for a good month.
Uh-huh.
A wreck.
I imagine so. Yeah, it's kind of crazy what's going on out there right now, especially with a five-year-old kid. Now, you also talked to a homeopathic individual,
uh-huh.
and what'd they say?
They suggested omega-3 fish oils and just more vitamins, more B vitamins, more minerals, anything, changing his diet to not having preservatives and anything,
uh-huh.
you know, just making sure no sugar.
Uh-huh.
No artificial sweeteners.
And that's really true. There's
yeah.
a lot of dietary changes that
yes.
you can make.
I've done this
in my own family.
Yeah, yeah.
I just talked to my own daughter and before I came here and everything. Mm. She turns around and I said, did our grandkids need any, you know, that was recommended any of this stuff as they were in school too? And they, oh, yeah, they wanted them on Ritalin and everything else. And I said, and what was your choice? Knowing them because they were raised by me. No way, and we're not going to go for it. I said, and how did the teachers react to that? Well, they put a little more time in taking care of them and paying attention to their needs there. This is just the opposite of what you guys ran into.
Yeah, but those teachers are still there now.
Yeah.
You know, we just got to find them, you know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And we're open to that. We're open to a good environment that we can send our children to.
That's very good.
And not have to worry about them,
mm-hmm.
you know, as we have to work our three jobs.
So what's the taste in your mouth now after going through just what you've went through over the last
few years? It's reality, mine, personally.
And how about you, Mom?
A lot of pain. Just a lot of pain. Uh-huh. A lot of hurt.
Now, you were told also, I want to touch base on something real quick. You had another person, individual, tell me, and that a teacher had called home and told the parents, hey, we called to let you know that your child is playing tag. And the parents going, yeah, okay, what's the problem? Well, they were playing tag. I mean, come on. You know, what are they trying to do here? They're taking certain types of playground equipment out because of insurance agencies, insurance
right.
going up. They're, they're telling you can't play tag anymore, you know, and things of this nature at these earlier ages, and this is a necessary thing.
So the body fuels the mind.
Yes.
You have to get out there. You have to have exercise.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, 100%. And when I heard that, I had to laugh, you know, and that kind of goes along with what you guys are saying. Here we have people in the system that are really, as far as I'm concerned, kind of putting out their own viewpoints.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't be doing that. And that's very important for us to look at.
Yes, it is.
Up next, we got Victoria Pugh. She's from Montana. She owns Phonics Reading Pro. She was an ex-teacher. She's won many awards. And she's going to come talk with us next. We're about to take a break.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. If you want to call in, like we said, it's 605-4567. And this is Sovereign Minds Radio, opening one mind at a time.
The hunt to quench your thirst is on. Echolo Blue is a revolutionary atmospheric.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is William Whitecrow. Welcome back to Sovereign's Mind Radio. Like we said, if you want to call in, it's 605-4567, and we have another special guest here.
Hi, we got Victoria Pugh on line. Victoria, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to our show, and thanks for calling in.
Definitely.
Thank you for having me.
Explain about a little bit what you do here with the Reading Pro. I've had my kids involved in a very good program.
Oh, okay. I was a Montessori teacher as well as a public school teacher, but I opted out of public school once I saw what it was all about and decided to re-educate myself and go with something that was, you know, friendly for children. I taught over 24 years, and most of that was private and my own Montessori school, and then I decided to write like a book with the complete phonics system to teach people how to teach their children so that they would not fall through the cracks.
Where could they find that at?
Public school.
Where could you find your book at?
Pardon me?
Where would they be able to find your book?
Oh, they would find it at www.phonicsreadingpro.net. That's where the system is, and it's like an electronic download, so they could get it right away.
Fantastic.
And if they want to, they could go to my blog, and I have over 136 blog posts and articles that teach people as well. And, of course, that one is free, so it's the same name, but .com.
Oh, fantastic. Now, you said Montessori school. Now, I've studied these programs. These are really, really good programs for parents and children as well. What would you recommend for these particular parents right here? As far as education like that, I'm sorry.
Oh, I would certainly recommend that they put their children in Montessori school all the way through eighth grade, and once they get to ninth grade, to do like the home studies that are accredited, and then put them in college, because honestly, I would not send my child to a public school. Not that there are not some good teachers there, but their hands are tied. They're pretty much told what they can do and what they can't do, and if they don't follow directions, they lose their jobs.
Yeah, and you're right. Andrew even backed that up.
It's all about quotas, huh? They have to...
Quotas and money?
Right. Quotas and money.
Yeah.
So this show is about government, and we'd like to talk about how they're overstepping their bounds.
Yeah.
So how would you say this current crisis in public schools is connected to the one world order in ancient history?
Good question.
Okay. That's a good question. I would say that pretty much just like every other aspect of societal control, this battle has been going on since recorded history. In fact, some scholars have reported that the caveman era was actually caused by the ancestors of our current day Illuminati, one world order. Seriously,
we
had civilizations that were a lot more advanced than what we are today.
Oh,
but
yeah.
To use a biblical analysis, the ones that were cast down from heaven to earth by the Archangel Michael are the same ones that we as humanity continue to do battle with today. Back then, they were called Nephilim, Watchers, Giants,
yes,
godless creation.
I agree.
And they're the same ones that are among us today that that pretty much are destroying the civilization, that assassinate all the good people that challenged them, like Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and a lot of others throughout history.
Yeah.
And they're planning to eliminate 80% of the population.
Yeah, I've heard 90%, yeah.
Georgia guys down.
Right, and every time the society moves to a point where we can advance and have real freedom, liberty, and enlightenment, what they do is take over the banks, the money supplies, the governments, the schools, to dumb down the population, and then, like the motion of a pendulum, they swing things back toward a dark age of tyranny and mass suffering for the people, while they themselves live in total abundance and luxury, pretty much like what you see happening worldwide today.
I agree with you 100%. I've been studying this. I've done shows on it. I've done conferences on it, talks on it for many, many years now. And I tell you, what you say is true. This is exactly what's happening. They're trying to dumb us down. They're trying to knock down who we are. They're trying to reduce the population. And by giving a lot of these medications at such an early age, like they did with these parents right here, I think that's appalling myself.
Right. It's, I mean...
Oh, totally, totally. And it's a scam that they do in the public schools because, again, you know, they're dictated to. They force the teachers to observe the kids and see if they're hyper. Like you see a child that's naturally kinesthetic that needs to move. Immediately there's a report. It goes to the office, goes to the nurse. Then they put them on Ritalin. If you say no, they try to take them from you. But they, like... funnel them over into their special education classes, and then they get money for that. You know, it's business.
That's exactly what they did to us.
Yeah, it's like they're hurting them or something. They want, you know.
It's kind of like hurting cats, so.
Right?
You know, it's kind of hard to do. But I mean, they're really trying. And
they're still resistant.
Well,
Yeah.
So really, in the end, what they're trying to do is kill our children with medication. So it's not their problem. It's not their cause.
Well, that's true. That's true. And that's why I say I think that parents should have the right to use their tax dollars for private school, for home school, for parent cooperatives or whatever you want to do, because somewhere along the line they've forgotten that they are our employees, you know, not our masters and dictators. And some, you know, I just think that society need to get together and let them understand what their role is and just fire them, because we have the laws to kick them out.
Very true. I've read them. They gave me the book. And that thing weighs about 10 pounds. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
These parents gave me the book, and I looked at this, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, and then when I got home, I started looking through it, and I go, we do have the power. We can make a stand. We can do these things.
We do.
But because of being dumbed down, like you said, Victoria, this is amazing. You know, they're really trying to keep us stupid, so we will not react to what they're doing.
You know, so we're totally dependent on the system, so we have to go to the system. That's what they want. We can't think for ourselves.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And you believe in the home education programs pretty good here, too, I believe, just from what you've said.
Absolutely.
What would you say about, now she ran into this, and she ran into where she was going to have her kid brought home, her child brought home. She was going to teach him at home school, and they said, no, you have a baby at home, you can't do that.
I don't think that they should have the right to do that. It's like, once again, they're supposed to work for us. We vote and put them in office to represent us, not to boss us around. It's like, what gives them the right to decide what's best for your child? And, I mean, they keep changing the law. I know, like, I homeschooled my baby child, and what they did first, they said, okay, you have to have a high school diploma. It's like, okay, fine, I got that. Then they said, okay, you need a bachelor's degree. It's like, fine, I have that. Then they said, okay, you need to be a certified teacher. It's like, I have that. And then I thought, you know what, I'm going to move out of this state, because this is just way too tyrannical. And I looked at people that were great homeschool teachers for their children, but then because of all the laws that want to force you into their indoctrination pit, because that's what it is, a diseducational system. Mm-hmm. They keep changing the laws.
I agree with you. I watched my kids go through some really hard times, and my youngest one's 17, going on 18 now in a few days on the 13th, and we had some really trying times, you know, because we could not fight that system, the one that was in order, part of that good old boy network that Andrew was talking about. And, you know, I think that we need to learn, is there a way we can get around that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, all you have to do as a parent, if you want to homeschool, is just fill out the form, give it to the school, the superintendent of school, and then you just have to do it each year. And even when they get to high school, if you could do, like, once they get to ninth grade, the correspondence courses, so that they'll get their credits. You know, so if they're planning to go to college, it won't be a problem. I mean, that's what I did, and when my daughter finished high school, which she made straight A's, private school actually saw her responses and grades that she took for, you know, the college entrance exams. They actually flew over to Montana to recruit her.
Wow.
Almost tuition free into a private college. So it makes a big difference.
Yeah,
I would think that if the high schools would prepare people for the real world instead of,
in a real way,
instead of just trying to make them just learn what they're teaching, and then that's it. You pass, you just repeat what I say, and you pass. You know, if you disagree, then you fail.
And that's kind of the way the system is.
Right. And if
it's true. It's true. What they do is have the children parrot back to them what they give them. They don't consider anything about their reasoning ability or thinking skills.
Right.
In fact, they don't want you to think, and then they only teach to auditory students and maybe a little bit of visual, but the tactile children and kinesthetic kids get left behind, and they get labels put on them. And then the other two learning styles, like I said, they're parroting information. If you break it down and give them a puzzle, they sit there and space out, because that's how they're trained.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I've seen that a lot in the school. I went through an educational system on the Indian reservation, and then we came into normal society, as we call it, and boy, what a clash. I couldn't believe it. You know, go from a regular school and from being taught Native traditional ways into, at the time we called it white man school, you know, and that's a shock. That's a cultural shock. And I think that's what
imagine.
A lot of people are going through right now because of their backgrounds and everything. It's a major cultural shock because the changes are taking place right now.
Well, that's true. And the curriculum, to me, from looking at it, what I've seen is pretty much parroting the United Nations and globalists training people to be submissive servants so you could, you know, serve and be their workers, mm-hmm. and that's it. You know, no right. individuality, no creativity, just do what I say do.
Well, that sounds like Congress.
Right, that's what they want.
Exactly.
They don't want us inventing anything anymore. If you look at it, all of our heroes are sports stars. All of our heroes are rock stars instead of all these inventors like they used to be. And
yeah.
so everybody's got everything backwards, and I think the attention to details because TV, they're showing something for 10, 15 minutes, and then a commercial, something new. So they're just always constantly getting you thinking in the frontal lobe.
And they're also a lot of violence. You know, the video games, everything that are going on here, they're turning around and brainwashing the kids to keep them dumb. You know, they're doing this and this and this, these certain things, and the kids going, well, this is what's out there, the new game. So they're taking the education away from them. Now, in the old days, the parents took their kids to school. If there was a problem, the teacher would talk to the parent, and they would do what they need to do to correct the problem. And I noticed you talk a lot about the global elitists and everything like that. We happen to agree with you 100% here. And if you don't have your head stuck in the sand like an ostrich, and you step back and become the observer and look at what's going on, you see exactly that.
That's true. And did you know that every school shooting that we've had in the United States, the kids were on those psychotropic drugs ADD?
That's
every
right.
Every last one of them.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I did a study and read a psychological study on that from the American Psychological Association, and they actually specified that in the study. And
okay.
you got a parent right here that her eyes are is silver dollar size now going, oh, my God. You know, what do you have to say about that?
That's scary. Uh-huh. You know, they wanted to put my child on something like that just because he has high energy.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then compare him to Jeffrey Dahmer. That's just okay. So you're not labeling him already.
Wow.
You're not trying to destroy his future.
Uh-huh. Do you think that these labels that kids are getting and right now that are actually creating the problem?
No, I think what they're doing, putting the labels on them, is pretty much for funding because they get federal funds for all the kids that are. You know, get labeled and herded over to special education.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the main problems with that is that the chemical additives that they have in the food, have you ever looked at the food in the cafeterias and public schools? It's junk, toxic, obesity-causing, white sugar, white flour, dyes, artificial sweeteners. And
they wonder why
the kids
are going crazy.
Most of what's in supermarkets.
I know, and then you have the kids that are so bright, the kinesthetic learners that need to move around because that's part of their nature and how they learn. Well, they get labeled automatically, just like the young lady there. That's what's happening with her child.
Exactly.
He's kinesthetic. He's probably gifted.
Very.
And so he's too much, and so he needs to be medicated so he could be like a little docile zombie-like, easy to control.
Exactly.
Yeah. You are so
correct.
Yeah, the government got into this before. In 1867, they created it, and it was for 1 year, and they canceled it because they didn't want the federal government to have too much control over the local schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They saw that there was a threat. And so they got rid of it, and then in 1979 is when Jimmy Carter signed that into office, and
yeah.
we've been going downhill ever since.
We've been going downhill, I believe, in the educational system for a long time.
Well, a very long time.
Yeah.
I mean, they even had skull and bone
right.
members dictating the curriculum way back you know, in 1835 and pushing Horace Mann to do their bidding for them. And he was a globalist puppet. And then people think that, oh, he was so great. And then the same thing with John Dewey when he got it back into the system at the end of the 1800s. The look-say method is like, excuse me, you're supposed to look at a word
yeah.
and then associate it with the picture and then memorize every word in the English language. It's like, you know, nobody would believe that, but they did it anyway, and you know, and that's why they're eating away at the fabric of our system. It just sucks.
Yeah. So
your
website is readingphonicspro.net.
And yes.
We thank you for having.
Definitely.
For coming on our show. You've been really, really enlightening. For
sure. Very much enlightened here.
Well, thank you for having me.
These parents are sitting here shaking their head. Thank you very much
for
being on the show. Okay,
thank
ladies
you.
And gentlemen. Here we are at the end of the show. You've heard teachers, you've heard parents, you've heard, you know, phonics professional here. I mean, this lady is very intelligent, knows what's going on out there. And we want to touch on a few things here before we end the show. Next week, our show, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be on George Green.
If you haven't heard of this man, Google him up.
Please do.
I mean, please do. This next show is going to be hot as this one was. And this is a must to hear. You know, like I said, if you don't know about him, look him up. You know, we're here at Sovereign Minds Radio to open one mind at a time.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're doing. And with a person like George Green, he is actually one of the elitists that used
Insider.
To be. Insider. Insider. And when you want to talk about extraterrestrials or anything else, this is one of the tough guys.
He was just on George Norrie's show
last week.
He's coming up here to our show. This guy is going to blow your mind.
He's going to knock your socks off. Okay, so this is Sovereign Minds Radio at home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.com. And you want to listen to us every Sunday night in between 8 and 9 p.m.
War going on for your mind. If you are thinking, you are winning.